Everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way Monday. If you have opened this message from an archive source, we ask that you be aware we're on a live teleconference call. That means that people will be calling in from various places around the country and even around the world. So we're going to give them a few minutes to get here. And any time, digital listeners, any time you want to find out more about Freedom's Way, you can go to freedomswayministries.com. That is our website. You'll find an amazing amount of material there that will bless you, and also ways to donate to our ministry to keep us alive and kicking, hallelujah. So if anybody would like to say hello tonight, now is a good time to do that.
Hello, Vicki, it's Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Yep.
Bless you greatly.
Thank you. Greatly blessed by the Lord.
Oh, aren't we? Hallelujah. Anybody else want to say hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're back in the background somewhere. Is that Kyle?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Kyle.
How are you doing, Miss?
Nice. Good. Nice to have you with us.
I'm glad to be back.
I'd like to say hello this evening.
Hi, Miss Vicki. I made it in there. How are you?
Oh. Hey, Mitch. And I think that was Judy.
Uh-oh. And I'm going to mute out.
Hi there. Who is that?
Annette.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. And all's well.
Glad to have you.
Oh. All right, bye.
Anybody else want to say hello? I am excited about the way this material is coming together. It's just amazing what the Holy Spirit does.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you all are on time. I think we should go ahead and let everybody get in if we can. Would you like to say hello, caller? Apparently not. Hope you all had a good weekend. We had an amazing time in the Lord.
Oh, you had your Saturday conference.
Yes, and it really was good. It was
good, 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 good.
Hello, Sister Vicki. This is Larry.
Larry, God bless you, brother. I missed you.
No, I've been showing up. I mute out and just listen.
I understand. Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I know you're here.
God bless you. Thank you.
And to you. Who else wants to say hello tonight?
Hello.
All right.
Yes. There's our Claudia.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yes, amen. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All righty then. Well, you know, I am too.
Mm-hmm.
Who else wants to say something tonight before we get started?
Hello, everybody, from Steve and Cindy.
And bless your heart, too. God bless you for being here, and thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you for your faithfulness to all of us.
God is good. All right. Anybody else? I can get my handsome and anointed husband. We'll get started. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute your telephones. Anybody else want to say hello? This is your last call for friendly hellos. Okay, I'm going to mute your telephones. For anyone that's new on the line, what that means is you will still be able to hear us, but we will not be able to hear you. Your phone will be muted. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome. We got a great message for you tonight. You are going to love it, and you are going to be blessed. I'm amazed. I've been reading it. It's exciting. And we're glad you're with us. As Vicki already mentioned, we're Freedom's Way Ministries. My name is Phil Burdett, and I'm here with my wife, Vicki. And our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and be all that God would have you be. Enjoy the benefits of kingdom living and kingdom authority. And anything we can do in that area to help you, we are glad to do it. And these messages are instrumental in that, I believe. And I know that this one tonight will be powerful. It's worth the admission. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray us in and get us started. And so just buckle up and be ready. Father God, we just thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that you are good. You are good, Father God. You are an amazing God. And we thank you for the word that's coming forth tonight, that it is from your heart to your children's heart. And you want to bless them with it and help them grow in character, authority, all the benefits of the kingdom. Thank you for bringing it forth, Father. Thank you for your anointing on it. And in your name, in the name of Jesus Christ, I turn aside any assignment from hell that would attempt to distort it, blunt it, or attempt to block the power, the goodness of this word from God's people receiving it. You are bound. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way with us tonight. And we bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, higher faith, greater power, deeper peace. Chapter 4, growing into the measure of faith within us. Now, in the previous chapter, we explored how faith works, how it works, who it works for, and how to develop it. Now we'd like to explore in more depth the development of faith. The word tells us we have all received the measure of faith, not a measure, but the measure. God didn't give more faith to one than another. Romans 12:3, For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Amen.
So by developing faith, we don't mean gaining more of it or increasing the amount of it. Consider magnification again. Remember, the object doesn't get better, bigger. We simply have greater understanding of it because we see more of it. Growing your faith then means growing the ability to use more of the faith that we've been giving and use it in a greater way.
That's really good. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is good. Growing your faith means growing the ability to use more of the faith we've been given and using it in a greater way. That's what we all want. The faith of a Christian is being persuaded of truth and being morally convicted of the truthfulness of God. When the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith, Jesus essentially told them they already had been given faith enough. And I think he would say the same to us today. And I'm going to read a scripture about it. You know, we've been given the faith. It's just feeding in enough to believe it, to believe it and believe it. Luke 17:5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be ye plucked up by the root and be ye planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the book of Romans, Paul speaks of Abraham, who is considered the father of faith. In Romans 4, verse 18 to 22, he writes, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. We see that Abraham was fully persuaded of truth. So convicted of the truthfulness of God that he staggered not at the promise, as outrageous as it must have seemed. Some of us have received what seems to be outrageous promises from God. Maybe we haven't seen them come into fruition, at least not yet. Maybe that's because we've staggered. That word means to separate thoroughly or to withdraw from, to oppose, or decide. Perhaps we looked at the circumstances, compared them to the promise of God, and decided it can't happen. When we oppose God, we can't move with him because the word says two have to be in agreement to walk together. Amos 3 verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? The result of our believing God, agreeing with what he says to and about us, is a state of righteousness. The same righteousness imputed to Abraham is ours to accept and it's connected to this spiritual force called faith. What we see is not what is. What is what we believe.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pardon me.
What we see is not what is. What is what we believe. Praise the Lord. The power of faith, the power of belief. Romans 4, 23 to 25. Now, it was not written for his sake alone, but it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Let's keep the scriptural concept that we can grow faith. That isn't just a theory, it's a truth. As we place the Word of God in the priority position and final authority, meditating in it, speaking it, and living it, we begin to see miracles happen at our hands. Promises become benefits, and troubles seem very insignificant in the overall scheme of things as we learn to use more of the measure of faith that we were given. Because faith is the substance of the desires of the heart, what we hope for. One of the first things we must do to grow in faith is to stop rehearsing to ourselves and others what we don't desire.
Amen.
You know, people are prone to complaining to God and to their friends and to their pastors and to counselors. Our conversations many times are centered on what we don't desire in our hearts and not what we do. We tend to spend a lot of time calling things that are as they are rather than calling things that are not as if they are, so that we can see God change what we experience. That is such an important concept and kind of difficult to get your brain around, but we've got to spend our time calling things that are not as if they are, and then God can move on our confession. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And I also want to throw in something that's not in the text. When we merge the lie of hell and our experience in the world, it can actually cause us to be unwilling to believe God's word. So try to stay out of that trap. All things that are not as if they are. Don't call things that are as they are. Everything that God provides, which is every good thing in our lives, has its substance in faith. According to the word, it pleases God to prosper us. Psalm 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yes, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Thank you, Lord. Learning to receive from the Father is an exercise in growing our faith. His heart rejoices when we receive what he has for us and rejoice in it. One of the most life-changing attitudes we can have is the one which compels us to speak the desired end result instead of what we see around us.
Sure.
We're designed to exercise authority over circumstances in the natural world. That's how God created us. So that being said, what should our confessions be? As we step into the image of God and out of our own image, what we think we are entering the I am. And because I am is the name of God, what we say after I am should be something which honors God. It should be the truth. It should be His word carried on His spirit.
Amen. Praise God. What we confess, we should always be what God says we are. Let me say that again. What we confess we are should always be what God says we are.
Amen. That makes sense.
Right. Put a few of these confessions into your daily life, and they will help you grow your faith. I am righteous. I am an heir of God. And joint heir with Christ Jesus. I'm a child of the King. I'm a man or a woman of faith. I'm speaking what you should say. I'm a man of faith. Hallelujah. I am free from Satan's authority. I hear God's voice clearly.
I hear God's
voice. I'm more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
What we confess we can do should always be what God says we can do. Confessing God's ability, which is within us, releases God's ability from within us. Confessing God's ability
in us,
which is within us, releases God's ability from within us. I can do all things through Christ. And as the scripture says, who strengthens me? I can overcome, and I am overcoming the afflictions of hell, the infirmities of flesh, and lies of the enemy. Speak it into existence. Praise the Lord. Joel 3:10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. We must always confess what God has provided in Jesus Christ. The promises of Abraham, who we are to the Father, what Jesus is doing for us right now, and what God does and can do through us.
Yes, Lord. It all comes from our Savior, Jesus Christ. He and He alone is the center, the beginning, and the end of our faith. Each and every believer has the measure of faith. So let's look at that measure and what it is. It seems religion has skewed our thinking on this particular subject. What exactly is the measure of faith? Most of us consider the measure of faith to be quite small, the size of a mustard seed, or maybe less. Most of us also believe each person has a somewhat different measure of faith. Jesus had the most, then the apostles got a really good dose, and each of the great men and women of God down through the ages had a good measure. We tend to think some pastors and preachers and intercessors, evangelists, and so on, have more of a measure of faith than the rest of us. All that is simply not true. The devil sold us a lie, and we bought it. So let's look at the measure of faith. Acts 1, verses 1 through 8. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, said he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. These scriptures tell us we, as believers baptized in the Holy Ghost, are filled with the Holy Ghost. We have power, the same power which raised Jesus from the dead. And we have faith, the same faith which raised Jesus from the dead. Think about it. God had no opposition when he created the heavens and the earth. Raising Jesus from the grave was a far greater act of faith performed by the Holy Spirit. And this is the same Holy Spirit which indwells us right now. No principality or power opposed to God when he created the worlds. But there was plenty who didn't want to see Jesus defeat death. But he did. And where are we in that faith? If you are one who is born again and has not yet received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is available to you. Maybe you're one who has asked for and received the Holy Spirit baptism, but don't yet use your personal prayer language. In either case, the power is there, but you are limited because you haven't completely yielded to the Lord in that area. Once you receive the baptism, you must then let go of the need to know what you're saying, the need to be in control, the fear of looking or sounding foolish, and the doubt that you have actually received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord. Once you receive the baptism, you must then let go of the need to know what you are saying, the need to be in control, and the fear of looking or sounding foolish, or that the doubt that you've actually received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. God does not withhold, but freely gives to those who ask. The God of multiplication Once your prayer language is activated, you'll wonder why you ever doubted. It will release you in a deeper level of joy and a higher level of effectiveness in God's kingdom.
Amen. Amen. I want to also revisit something that Phil just read about when God created the world, he didn't have any opposition in that. But when the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, there was plenty. Plenty of opposition in the spirit realm.
Yeah.
Ephesians 2.
Demon from hell.
Verse 1 through 7. And you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. We are raised with Christ. We are seated with Christ. We are in Christ. And Christ is in us. The measure of faith is not the size of a mustard seed. It is the size of the universe. It's as big and powerful as the resurrection. Jesus is the better thing spoken of in Hebrews 11. Which is the great faith chapter that names so many in what has come to be called the Faith Hall of Fame. We have more faith than they all because we have the Lord living in us, working through us. Jesus is the measure of faith that we have received. Hebrews 11, 39 to 40, and all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. We need each other.
Amen.
Jew and Gentile together, one new man. Hallelujah.
Amen. Before we can receive Jesus as the developer of our faith, the same way we received him as the savior of our souls. When we step out and really put our faith on the line, Jesus can develop it. He's the one who performs his purposes in the earth by working through us. We just need to get ourselves out of the way and let Jesus shine through us. We need to allow him to access every part of our being so he can show himself. Faith grows when the Word of God becomes a vital part of our daily lifestyle, guiding our actions and a vital part of our daily speech, controlling our conversations and confessions. Two decisions need to be made by every believer. These are to live by faith and to live the love life. Remember, faith works by love. When we harbor bitterness or resentment, when we yield to fear and the lies of hell, when we follow the ways of the world, love fades. Faith is weakened. When we choose to forgive all those who reject and abuse us, when we choose to give up our right to be right, when we grasp and hold the truth of who we are and that we are not given a spirit of fear, faith grows. Principalities are shamed and powers of darkness are blinded by the light of glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. There are two major steps in taking dominion through faith. First of all, go to the Word. I mean the Word of God, not the Word of your neighbor, not the Word of your church, not the Word of your pastor, the Word of God. Go to the Word. There is a Word in the Word for every possible circumstance and situation. There is a solution to every problem. There is an answer to every question. Search the Scriptures and find the Word that covers your particular situation, because it is in there. God's ways are not our ways. So don't try to figure it out on your own. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So stop trying to think the thing to death. A little aside here, there are way too many people in the body of Christ that overthink. They're trying to figure it all out in their head. That is not going to work. You have a question, a problem, you give it to the Lord, you put it on the shelf, and you wait for the Holy Spirit. He will drop it in there, and you'll know what to do. Don't stress yourself. That one was free. Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9. Seek you the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is a very good argument for having a lot of Word in you. Reading the Word every day and meditating on it will hide God's Word in your heart. And then when you most need the answer, you will find it is already a part of you. It's in there. Let the Holy Spirit bring it out. The Holy Spirit will bring to mind the Word you need so that you can live in truth and not deception. But on the other hand, don't worry if you don't have a lot of Word in you right now. You can still find the answer. Ask the Lord to help you, to lead you to a verse you can profess over the situation. He will do that. He will do that for you. I know, because he's done it for me. And God is no respecter of persons. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Thank you, Lord. Searching God's word is the same as seeking his heart. What matters to you matters to God. Go to the word When you have the Word of God on the matter, keep that Word before you. Speak it out. Read it aloud. Put the Word before your eyes, in your ears, on your tongue. The Word works. Isaiah 55:10-11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Praise God.
The second step to taking dominion by faith is to go to God on the basis of his provision, not your need. Amen. We all need to recognize God's hand of provision in our lives. The Lord knows what we need and has already made provision for it. One of his name is Jehovah Jireh, which means, literally translates, God will see to it.
Or if you're from the South, Jehovah Jireh.
And I'll say it as that way. One of his names is Jehovah Jireh, which literally, Jehovah Jireh, Jireh, which literally translates God will see to it. We never need to spout off a list of honeydews for God. He already knows your list, and as I once heard a preacher say, God is not our intergalactic bellhop. Speak the truth, and God will respond. Tell him how great and wonderful he is, not because he has some warped ego that needs to be fed, but because it will build your faith to be reminded of his delivering hand of provision and power. Go to God on the basis of his provision and not your need. Matthew 6:31-33. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Thank you, Lord.
1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Ephesians 3:20-21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church, back Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
And this one's not labeled. Unto him be glory, is that 21? Unto him be glory in the church. How much glory is in us, church? Do we praise him with our lives, honor him with our words, please him with our faith, give him reference in our attitudes? Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
God is rich in glory in us. How rich is he? Do we allow his faith to perform by love, or do we say faith doesn't work when all the time we're not working faith and love? The way faith acts is very specific. Faith stands at all costs. Faith runs toward the enemy, not away from him. Faith answered every symptom and every doubt now, not later. Faith is diligent. Each of us has a decision to make. Will we walk in faith or in fear? I don't know about you, but as for me, I want to be so rich in glory that God not only meets my every need, He does it before I even know I need the thing. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I think He does that many times for each one of us. We don't even notice, you know. He meets the need before we even know we would have needed it. Praise God. And I really love this Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How rich in glory are we? How much Christ Jesus is in us? There's your measuring stick. Hallelujah. We want to pray together tonight. If you would like to feel this word and make it real and true in your life and come a little bit closer, have a deeper relationship, a higher faith every meeting, a higher faith, then pray with me. We pray out loud because only God can read your mind. The angels need to hear you agree with God. They hearken to the voice of the Word of God. When they hear that word coming from your lips, they can be released to minister to you and to perform that word. On the other side of the spiritual coin, you got a bunch of demons out there that you can't see that are waiting for your word that opposes God so they can perform it. But if you're speaking a word that agrees with God, they know they're in trouble. So pray with me if you will. Father God, thank you for this word.
Father God, thank you for this word.
Thank you for teaching me about true faith.
Thank you for teaching me about true faith.
Thank you for continuing to grow me in the faith you've given me.
Thank you for continuing to grow me in the faith you've already given me.
And increasing my trust in you.
Increasing my trust in you.
I ask your forgiveness, Lord.
Ask your forgiveness, Lord.
For every time I've deactivated my faith.
For every time I've deactivated my faith.
By professing doubt rather than speaking your word of truth.
By professing doubt rather than speaking your word of truth.
Pardon me. Forgive me for rehearsing the things I don't want.
Forgive me for rehearsing the things I don't want.
Rather than calling into being.
Rather than calling into being.
The things you want me to have. The
things you want me to have.
I declare.
I declare.
I am who you say I am, Lord.
I am who you say I am, Lord.
I am righteous.
I am righteous.
I am an heir of God.
I'm an heir of God.
And joint heir with Christ Jesus.
And joint heir with Christ Jesus.
I am a child of the King.
I'm a child of the King.
I'm a woman of faith.
I'm a man of faith.
I am free from Satan's authority.
I'm free from Satan's authority.
I hear your voice clearly, Father.
I hear your voice clearly, Father.
I am more than a conqueror.
I'm more than a conqueror.
I can overcome.
I can overcome.
And I am overcoming.
And I am overcoming.
The afflictions of hell.
The afflictions of hell.
The infirmities of the flesh.
The infirmities of the flesh.
And the lies of the enemy.
And the lies of the enemy.
Help me walk in love.
Help me walk in love.
And live the love life.
And live the love life.
So that my faith will work, Lord.
So that my faith will work, Lord.
The way you mean for it to work.
The way you mean for it to work.
Give me the strength and resolve.
Give me the strength and resolve.
To surrender my will to you.
To surrender my will to you.
To allow you to will and to do.
Allow you to will and to do.
Of your good pleasure.
Of your good pleasure.
Through me.
Through me.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
Show me every day, Lord.
Show me every day, Lord.
How I can use the amazing measure of faith within me.
I can use the amazing measure of faith in me.
Which is the very presence and power of your Holy Spirit.
Which is the very presence and power of your Holy Spirit.
I desire to advance. Pardon me. Pardon me. I desire to advance your kingdom in the earth.
I desire to advance your kingdom in the earth.
Lead me to the word I need.
Lead me to the word I need.
In every situation.
In every situation.
Engrave it upon my heart.
Engrave it upon my heart.
Bring it out of my mouth.
Bring it out of my mouth.
I declare.
You've got to speak it out of your mouth. He's not going to bring it out of your mouth.
Help me speak it out of my mouth.
Help me speak it out of my mouth.
I declare to you right now.
I declare to you right now.
I want to be rich in glory.
I want to be rich in glory.
By Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus.
To shine forth His holy presence.
To shine forth His holy presence.
And His peace.
And His peace.
Wherever I go.
Wherever I go.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
Let the earth be filled with your glory, Lord.
Let the earth be filled with your glory, Lord.
And let it start with me.
And let it start with me.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The cat said amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have a little bit of time tonight. So if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, if anything was not clear, or if you think there's something that needs to be added to this chapter, please push your *6 keys and you will be heard. *6, unmute your phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Miss Vicki.
Yes, sir.
It's Kyle. I just want to say, yeah, a very powerful word. I'm going to have to listen to it again because I was taking so many notes, but it was just going by so quick. I did have a question, though. When you were mentioning earlier about when you spend time in the Word every day, the Holy Spirit will hide it in your heart?
Yes.
And okay, I just wanted to write that down. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here, and I will send you the link for tonight. Hopefully when I get it, and I will get it this time.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, sir. Who else has something tonight? Praise the Lord forever. There are, I was just really, even though the Holy Spirit is writing this book through me, I get excited. And when it's presented, I just notice so many little nuggets, so many little treasures that the Lord brings out that I didn't even realize I had typed in there. And that, you know that's God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Anybody else?
Yes, sis, I just want to tell you thank you. Y'all are such a blessing for bringing the word to us, breaking it down so we can understand it. Thank you both, sis.
Thank you. Thank you, Mitch. Bless you, brother. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Okay, early evening tonight. Shuffle, shuffle.
Hi, Vicki, it's Helen. I'm sorry to take so long. I'm trying to go back over my notes. But since I can't see, I have to use a magnifying glass, and it's hard to read the notes. It isn't, for me, it's not that I don't have any questions. I have a whole pack of them. It is so rich. I don't know any other word to use. The whole concept of building, letting the Holy Spirit build one's faith. It's all there. You've given us so much, and I really do appreciate it. I have to go back and reread it with a magnifying glass, but it's just, I don't know. It's like sitting down at a really big feast. There is so much there. And yet, I don't want to make it complicated either. So anyway, thank you. I do appreciate it.
You're so welcome. And truly, it isn't complicated. You know, I think we tend to complicate it in our minds and through what we've been told or taught or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when we just simply depend on the Word and the Spirit of the Word, the richness comes out. It comes forth. And it hopefully is coming forth with clarity.
Mm-hmm.
So,
let me ask you something. If you pray for someone for healing, and let's say what they're asking for, there will be a physical manifestation. I don't know, maybe they want a wart off their nose or whatever. When a person comes to you and you see what needs to be done, I used to do that sort of thing a long time ago, and then suddenly, not suddenly, but, you know, it just went. I think there's a fear that to pray for people in situations that are more than just, you know, maybe a hangnail or something. I
think you're right. I think there is a fear. And where we can let go of that fear is to realize that the result is not up to us.
Yeah.
And they need to understand that all healing is miraculous, whether it's instantaneous or whether it is a process. And if I were to touch that wart on your nose and pray for it to die the death and disappear, and I take my finger away and it's still there, it does not mean that the prayer was ineffective.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
The time between
between the time between the prayer and the manifestation of the realization of the healing, the wart disappears. Maybe you got out of the shower and it was gone, or maybe you woke up in the morning and it was gone, or you know, whatever it is, that is the time when it is valuable for the person not to negate, not to deactivate the faith by doubt.
The person who prayed needs,
Both people.
Well,
the person
say
who
both
prayed
people.
And the person who was prayed for.
Okie doke. All right. Thank you very much. And it was just a very, very rich teaching. It for me, it just kind of leaves me speechless. I don't know what to say except thank you. And hopefully,
you're
I
welcome.
Can read my notes.
If you want a link, if you want to hear it again, I'll be glad to send that.
You can send it. I'm not sure that I know how to do that, but
okay.
Thank you much. Bye bye.
All righty. And Friday night, we will repeat this message. Okay, anybody else? I'm going to ask Pastor Phil to seal the word and bless us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your anointing, your presence, your goodness on this word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you seal it in our hearts, that we grow in it. Inside, we get stronger in you, Lord. Thank you for empowering us with all that you do, Lord. We give you honor. We bow our knee to you. You are a holy God, and we worship you. Thank you that you're encamping your angels around your people and speaking to their hearts tonight, Lord, in amazing ways. And as we close our meetings with the Aaronic benediction in Numbers, the 6th chapter, we do that to bless God's people as Aaron, the high priest, bless the people of God, the children of Israel. So, God bless you as you receive this blessing. Bless you as you receive the blessing. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them. Verse 24. Yivarechach Adonai ve'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai panav elecha yifunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, give you shalom. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you that your angels are encamped about your people this week, that you give them a glorious God-filled week. Show yourself strong in their lives, Lord, everywhere they go and everyone they speak to. And draw all as they draw, lift you up, they draw all men to you. That is our desire, and we give you honor and glory this night. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We will be here in the morning.
7:15 for the King's Table. This message will be repeated Friday night, 8:30, as the Holy Spirit leads. We love you. Good night.
Night. Shalom.
Amen. Good night.
Night.
Thank you, Mitch.
God bless you.
Good night, brother.
Good night.